So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're here with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And today we're going to light you up, and you just get prepared because you're going to have some fun. And if you're breathing, I think you'll have fun. Really? I mean, this guest is fun. And he just can't help it. Even if he tries to be serious, it doesn't really come across because he just cracks me up. His name is Alan Jones, and he has a beautiful offering on kindness and a beautiful offering on curiosity. What amazing topics. Welcome, Alan.
Hello. Well, thank you. Welcome. I must say welcome to you. I'm so used to having my own radio show. Thank you, Erica, for inviting me.
You're on the other side of the mic, baby.
It's unusual for me to be on the other side, but it's good. It's
fun. Yeah. So what got you interested in curiosity? I'm curious.
Well, it's fun. It's curious. Curious minds want to know. It's from all my most of my childhood, I always wanted to figure stuff out. How does this work? Where does that go? If I do this, what will happen? And I didn't really have that sense of I shouldn't be curious, but I was made so wrong for it. And so I stopped being curious for quite a few years, and my life really turned to poo, which wasn't brilliant. And it was just starting to really look at it. And
you know, I'm gonna pause you there. I honestly don't know if people get that correlation between stopping all of our curiosity and having our life turn into big piles of poo. Like, that's so interesting. Like, even as you say that, I get these images of times when I felt like I have to get this job or I can't get a place to live. I have to work for this, you know, mean person, or there's nothing else, or I won't survive. And maybe just talk a little bit, just acknowledging that from when you said it, because that correlation, I don't know if it's that clear for people. So thank you. I just want to kind of acknowledge that.
No, thank you. It's a really great point, because, you know, for me, what I've noticed with, you know, my life and the clients who come to me is the minute you stop asking questions about, you know, what is this? What is actually going on for me? What is true for me? What would light me up? What is fun for me? And what else is possible? I mean, that was kind of the change for me was grabbing onto the Access Consciousness tools. You know, the question, what else is possible, I've never considered before. You know, when you're in that space of just going through the motions of following what everyone else has told you should be doing, this is the way life is, you just have to put up with it. You go and see a psychic and they tell you this is what your future is going to be like, can you believe it? And then you don't ask questions, you know. And so ultimately what you're doing is you're cutting off everything that you are. You're cutting off everything that the universe can give to you because you're not willing to get curious about what else is possible rather than this kind of very small life that you've decided is true for you, which is where I was. My life was small. You know, I was unhappy with my relationship. I was unhappy with my job, my body, my business, my money, everything. And so I'm looking at all this space just one day thinking, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. And that was when I chose not to commit suicide. But what where I was with that was kindness was what stopped me from doing it. The kindness of my partner, there is no way I could allow him to come home and find me dead in a bath.
Yeah.
Cold, dark house, you know, and there's a dead
body. And we make light of it, but honestly, I immediately saw the whole thing of like, this is going to sound crazy, but this is where my head went, so I'll trust it, was that when you're an entrepreneur, you're working on being like on your own terms. And if the money doesn't come, if it isn't showing up doing what you love, and everyone's like, do what you love, the money will come, do what you love, the money will come. Well, it doesn't always come. And then when you're sitting there in these situations, people can really go into those darknesses because they're not feeling sanctioned and they're not feeling kindness. So how do we really, give us a few more Alan brilliances on what we do if we are kind of feeling that darkness? Because I never figure things show up for no reason. I figure you're bringing this up and there's a reason, and there's listeners for whom this could be really a vital moment.
Brilliant. Thank you. So in that, for me, there were a whole load of signals that I wasn't paying attention to. My body was kind of was feeling, you know, really sluggish, and I was eating a lot. And, you know, that's a signal for me. I now am aware if I start to eat and I binge eat, or I'm just kind of, I can't seem to stop eating, that's my body letting me know that something, that I need to address something.
That's true. Yeah.
So those things, what are those times where you kind of notice you're doing something to excess? Sleeping, you know, sleeping for me was a gift, because it meant I didn't have to face the world. When I was asleep, I wasn't aware of it. So the more I slept, the easier it went. I used to go to bed at 9 o'clock, and, you know, I would sleep until 7. So that's kind of 10 hours of sleep a day. And I would have a sleep in the afternoon. So it's...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, right. Because for me, that was all I could do, just not to face the pain.
Don't you find that when you're like really turned on, like that's not even possible?
Right. Yeah.
There's There's too much to create.
Exactly. I mean, most of my life I was, you know, going to bed at 9 o'clock because that's what you do. Now I rarely go to bed before 10. Usually it's about 11, 12 o'clock, and I'm up again at 6. So,
yeah. You know,
that's again about curiosity of, okay, so in that space, when you're feeling that darkness, what else can I choose here? Even in this 10 seconds, what can I choose that would lighten this for me? Even if it's just, even if it's just make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
What can I choose that would just alleviate this space for me right now? What kindness can I be for me right now?
Yeah, let's jump a little bit more into kindness. I feel like there's kind of this thing of underrating kindness in so many spaces in our culture. And it really is like it gets trampled. So what can we do to kind of like bring up kindness into a bigger spotlight?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest things about the whole trampling thing is people look at kindness as a weakness. And I see that for me, it's a massive strength. And kindness isn't always being nice. You know, for me, there again, there is a difference between being nice and being kind. And so kind can often be being direct to someone and saying, that behavior doesn't work for me. So, you know, when someone is being rude or abusive to you, being kind isn't about being nice, saying, oh, well, they didn't really mean it. And, oh, well, turn the other cheek. It's like, no. Okay, you can choose that, but not in front of me. Go do it somewhere else, not in my house.
Exactly.
So, tone up the kindness. You know, I invite you to ask a question, which kind of really gets me into that space of kindness, is what do I know about kindness that I've never acknowledged? What do I know about kindness that nobody else knows? Where am I being kind? Where am I being kind that I have not acknowledged?
And, you know, I just want to throw right up for everybody who did not hear it, if that was too subtle, being kind is not being a doormat. Okay, I just had to do that. It is not being a doormat.
Because that's, you know, the thing about kindness, again, is people often think that kindness is excludes you. If I'm being kind to someone else, that means I must be being mean to me. No, that's a load of bull. You know, kindness, the kindness equation includes you. It has to include you. There is no separation. And allowing someone to bully you is not a kindness to you. It's not a kindness to your body. When you're in that space of depression and overeating or oversleeping, it's not a kindness to your body. And I'm not saying you go into judgment, because this is not what this is about. It's like, okay, are you willing to make the demand of you to be kind to you with everything that you choose, no matter what?
And I'm just shocked that we ran out of time so quick. So tell me maybe a book that inspired you and how people can find you, and spell your name for everybody.
Surely. The book that inspired me most to get out of my depression was Dane Hear's Being You, Changing the World. Mm-hmm. I would recommend you read that book, as, you know, I read it 3 times in 1 week, and it was the Brit that came out the wall for me. It is full of kindness and full of curiosity. And people can find me. My name is Alun, spelled A-L-U-N, which is interesting because it's Welsh. So it's Alun-Jones, J-O-N-E-S.com. So Alun-Jones.com is my website.
Awesome.
You can find me on Facebook, I think, Alun.Changing. Yeah.
And he does have a free gift if you go there on Curiosity. It's 30 days of questions. So thank you for coming, Alun.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Awesome.